And on the line here, I'm pretty sure this is the man. Is this the real Frank Caliendo?
Absolutely, Dino. How are you?
Frank Caliendo is a master impressionist, so this could be a man impersonating Frank Caliendo.
Could be. You never know. We'll find out soon. We'll see what I got.
All right. Well, Frank is going to be here in Tucson. He's going to be kicking off the Labor Day weekend next Friday, September 2nd, at the Casino del Sol. And you can get tickets at the Casino del Sol box office or at CasinoDelSol.com. Now, Frank, I know you've been doing this a long time, so I got to imagine, you know, life is pretty wild for a comedian on the road, right? Especially a man your age, correct?
Yeah. What am I, 90? Yeah, I don't know. I just go do shows and I go home. I actually live in Tempe.
Oh, so, okay.
Well, yeah, you can tell because I pronounce it Tempe.
You've got the correct Arizona pronunciations down.
Live right next to Chandler.
Right. How about Ahwatukee? Can you get that one?
Yeah, I can't spell it.
No way.
Hakuna Matata. You know, get the Morgan Freeman going. That's when the audience realized that Frank Caliendo had no idea how to spell.
How did you start doing impressions and all that kind of stuff when you were younger?
I did a little bit watching. I would watch In Living Color and a couple of Damon Wayans characters or the Fire Marshal Bell. Let me show you something. That kind of thing. Saturday Night Live. But then I was in front of a mirror one time. I looked into the mirror and I just jutted my chin out and I was like, I could do a Jay Leno. I was like, hey, how would you like some nacho cheese flavored Doritos? Hey, Quancho, you want? We'll make more. I was like, oh, I can kind of do this. So I started working on different impressions. I graduated from college in 96 from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee with a degree in broadcast journalism. And I just started getting on stage and started doing more and more stuff. The Madden took off,
right.
You know, even pre-Brett Favre. And then when the Brett Favre stuff hit, you know, people started quoting me in newspapers. And the more John Madden talked about Brett Favre, the more that they talked about me. And in the end, boom, I mean, everybody's talking about each other.
On the line with Frank Caliendo. He's got a big show to kick off the Labor Day weekend, September 2nd, over at the Casino del Sol. Tickets at the Casino del Sol box office or CasinoDelSol.com. Now, switching gears from sports to politics. We are in the midst of a presidential race here for the leader of the free world. So this has got to be like the best time for a comedian like you and an impressionist like you with Trump and Hillary going at it.
Well, Dino, before you even go on, let me just say this. You're probably getting the best ratings you've ever had right now, the most tremendous ratings. And you're doing a fantastic job asking these questions and getting out of the way because I have a lot of things to say. And sometimes they're important. And even when they aren't important, people think they're important. And I'm not the only one saying that. There's a lot of people saying this, and everybody knows it. When he tags something with an everybody knows it,
yeah,
you know he's made it up, but then everybody goes around, you hear that? Yeah, everybody knows it.
I knew it. Now, when we finally get to these live debates between Hillary and Trump, it would be awesome if Morgan Freeman could be the moderator. I think that would be probably the best debate, the highest rated debate ever.
Yes. Hillary, let's just hear what Donald has to say. Well, I'm going to just tell you how great I am and just vote for me because there's no reason to vote for crooked Hillary because she's crooked and everybody knows it.
And that's either true or not. I guess it depends on your political stance at this point.
That's when Dino and Frank both backed away from whatever was just said.
So since you live in Tempe and you're doing a show down here in Tucson, Charles Barkley, of course, probably the most famous Phoenician. Are you inviting him down for the show?
Of course. I'm not going to go, but I get invited everywhere. It's crazy because the show hopefully will not be terrible.
So getting back to football, Frank, you're doing ESPN's pregame show this year?
Yep. I've been on there for the last four. I think it might be my fifth year. I don't even know anymore.
As long as there's a check still coming in the mail.
Absolutely. You figured me out.
Yes, yes. So does Frank Caliendo play fantasy football?
Yeah, I play for fun. And then my son actually got me involved in it a couple of years ago, and now we get into it pretty well.
Does John Madden play fantasy football? And if he did, like, what would he be like during, you know, the draft that everybody has to do?
Well, I just pick Brett Favre every single time, and that's the only thing I do. I mean, I don't care if he's playing or if he's not playing or if he doesn't play anymore or if he might play in the future. I just pick him because I saw him do it in a dream.
All right. Well, here, Frank Caliendo. He's going to be making our Labor Day weekend. He's playing next Friday, September 2nd, at the Casino del Sol. Tickets are still available at the Casino del Sol box office or CasinoDelSol.com. Frank, thanks so much for the time.
Hey, appreciate you having me. Thank you.